On the defensive side of the ball, Malcolm Jenkins pleased, for the most part, with an Eagles defense that limited Cleveland to 2 conversions on 10 third down opportunities, the Browns gaining just 288 total net yards, and Robert Griffin III was harassed, sacked 3 times, limited to 190 passing yards, and a passer rating of 55. Had a chance to talk to Jenkins after the game, a little one-on-one about the defense, and of course, Carson Wentz. Can you kind of expand on overall what you thought of the defensive performance?
I thought it was good. I mean, you know, I thought we did a decent job of getting some pressure on RG3 with a 4-man rush. We did a pretty good job in the secondary besides 2 plays. You know, other than that, it was, you know, small things. I think tackling was probably one of the biggest things that we probably need to address going out of this, is just some open field things in our zones when they do check it down, be able to stop some of the leaky yardage. But, you know, I thought we communicated well. We handled a lot of the different, you know, gadget things that they were going to bring with Wildcat, motion, shifts. You know, that took up a lot of the preparation during the week, and I thought we handled that well. You know, other than that, they probably had 2 drives where we felt like they moved the ball.
On the other side of the ball, what did number 11 show you?
He showed me what he's been doing this whole time. He's a very confident guy. He's confident in his arm. You know, to see him come out, perform the way he did on this stage in the season opener with very little rehearsals was encouraging. You know, he's taking shots at their best guys and completing them, converting them. And I think, you know, the more plays he makes, the more confident he'll get.